Coronavirus update. I'm Tim McGuire with an AP News Minute. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says public and private employers need to take the lead in getting their employees vaccinated.
We need more businesses and other employers, including healthcare systems, school districts, colleges and universities, to step up and do their part to help end the pandemic faster.
More Georgians are being diagnosed with coronavirus infections than ever before. The rolling 7-day average for positive tests hit more than 9,600 today, topping the previous high set in early January. Public health officials say the state has had more than 170 outbreaks since the start of school. Orlando Public Works officials call on residents to stop watering lawns, washing cars. That's because the liquid oxygen normally used on city water has been diverted to hospitals to treat the high number of hospitalized COVID patients. I'm Tim McGuire.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.